The fight over whether to begin a mourning dove hunt in Wisconsin was very heated. In the year 2000, Vietnam vet Don Cashmore told the DNR board that it was a bad idea to allow hunting of Wisconsin's symbol of peace.
And I'm ashamed that we've turned the mourning dove into a sacrificial lamb.
But Wisconsin did join most other Midwest states and began a hunting season on mourning doves. The sixth season begins Monday. DNR migratory game bird ecologist Kent Van Horn says despite an estimated 100,000 to 200,000 birds being shot each year, the 10-year trend data shows a small increase in Wisconsin's mourning dove population. Van Horn says mourning doves are a very adaptable bird and nest multiple times in a season.
And I suspect that two things are happening. One is they're continuing to adapt to available habitat across the landscape, and two, as we've experienced sort of warmer winters and generally warmer conditions in the state, they've expanded because of that.
Van Horn says the 10 to 15,000 people who hunt mourning doves have some changes to be aware of this year. For one thing, the Bush administration has allowed states to expand the season by 10 days, so Wisconsin's season will last 70 days and runs through November 9th. The second change is that non-toxic shot must be used on all DNR-managed lands. That's in addition to previous requirements for non-toxic shot on federal land. The DNR says it's trying to reduce the amount of lead shot that gets into the environment. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.